Are you ready?
Almost, Mama.
You need to hurry up. Do you need me to help?
I'm not in any rush to do this.
This is the way. The only way.
Why does it have to be that way?
I remember having this conversation with my mother.
What did Grandma say?
I remember it all very well. It was summer. I had just turned 18, just like you. We lived in a small shack. Didn't have money for rent or food, to say the least. We were hard-pressed.
What did she say to you?
I'm getting to that. Are you ready?
I'm putting the locket on right now.
I'm coming in. I'll help you.
What did Grandma do?
Honey, here. Let me put this on you.
Mama, what's wrong?
Nothing, dear. I'm just tired.
Mama!
I'm sick, honey.
Mama, what do I do?
Just be nice to the gentleman, and they'll be nice to you.
Mama, is there no other way?
Locket is secure. Do you need me to brush your hair again?
Mama, you've already done it twice.
I want you to look pretty.
Mama, I still don't understand why I have to do this.
Mama wants you to have a good life. Not one like mine. But if you want out, well, that's up to you.
What will happen if I don't do this?
We will get kicked out and probably starve on the street. And that's if everything goes well.
Mama, I'm scared.
Wow. That dress looks really good on you.
I feel different wearing heels.
I can't even put into words how beautiful you are.
Mama.
The men will be all over you.
Mama, I swear to you that one day I'll be a lady. Even though I don't know when or how.
You have to go. Your ride is here.
Mama.
Go. I'll be all right. Come back when you've become a lady.
Mama.
Go. Don't ruin your makeup.
I won't, Mama. I won't let you down.
This is your one chance. I know you can do this.
I'll be back, Mama.
Lord, forgive me for what I've done.
You've opened the door into the past, the present, and the unknown. A door that leads to pain, grief, and suffering. Beyond the janitor is the story of life. It may be your life, or someone you may know. The stories you are about to hear can be based on truth or an alternate reality. What you choose to believe is completely up to you. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello, this is Mr. Obrey. How can I help you?
This is Mrs. Garrison.
Mrs. Garrison, how are you?
Honestly, I'm not doing very well.
I'm sorry to hear that. What seems to be the problem?
The bus never picked up my kids today for school.
The bus never picked up your kids?
Yes, they were waiting at the bus stop.
Are you sure that they were waiting at the bus stop?
Yes, they were waiting for 35 minutes.
Mrs. Garrison, there is no school today.
You mean there is no school today?
Yes, ma'am. This week is spring break.
Well, no one told me.
No one told you?
No.
Well, I need to tell you it was in your teacher's newsletter for the past month. I checked them all. The school also made the announcement at the beginning of the year, a month ago, and last week. It is the first thing you see on our website, and it's even on the district calendar. We let everyone know.
I must have missed that.
I'm really sorry.
Is there anyone up at the school who can watch them?
No, ma'am. It's spring break.
What are the teachers doing?
I don't know what the teachers are doing. It's spring break, and I'm at the bus trying to get out of here myself.
What am I supposed to do?
parent.
Parent?
Yes, it's a verb. Look, I'm really sorry that you didn't get the message that was sent everywhere, but you have a great spring break, and we will see your kids in a couple of days.
But I have to go to work.
You enjoy your day, ma'am, but my bus is here.
People are funny sometimes. What happened to your mother after all that?
That was the last time I saw my mama. I could never return. I couldn't see myself spending the rest of my life with my head hung down in shame. You might think that I was born white trash, or that I'm still white trash. I loved my mother. I trusted my mother. Now in this world, there are a lot of self-righteous hypocrites that would call me bad for the way I turned out. I may not have been here long, but I've been here as long as I've needed to be. Now you know my story. What's yours?
Oh, your story is a fancy one. My story, it's not as easy to tell. You see, I've been here much longer than what I've needed to be, but unlike you, I can never leave.
Why can't you leave?
Well, my time has yet to come.
Where have you been?
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Mattawa, La Paloma, Bangor, Baltimore, Amarillo, Tocopio, and Padilla. I've been to Boston, Charleston, Dayton, Louisiana, Washington, Houston, Kingston, Texarkana, Monterey, Faraday, Santa Fe, Tallapalooza, Glen Rock, Black Rock, Little Rock, Oskaloosa. Tennessee, Spirit Lake, Grand Lake, Devil's Lake, and Crater Lake. Louisville, Nashville, Knoxville, Shefferville, Jacksonville, Waterville, Pittsfield, Springfield, Bakersfield, Shreveport, Hackensack, Cadillac, Fond du Lac, Davenport, Idaho, Jellicoe, and Pasadena. See what I mean? I've been everywhere, ma'am.
You travel a lot.
Oh, but there is more. But I know that pretty soon it just turns into a song.
You have crossed the deserts bare. You've breathed the mountain air. You, sir, have had your share of traveling.
I've traveled every road in this here land.
I'm sure that you've met a lot of interesting people on your journeys.
You'd think so, but most of my travels have been alone. My boss just calls me and tells me where I'm going next. I've met some people on my journeys. One, actually, I've run into often. Though, I don't know why we keep running into each other. He doesn't talk much. So I entertain him by telling him stories that I know. Would you like to hear a story?
I would like that. I think we are going to be waiting on the bus for a while anyway. We need something to pass the time.
Oh, I'm not waiting on the bus. I'm waiting for two people to show up. I can tell you a tale that starts, well, not too far from here.
You're not waiting for the bus to Tulsa?
Nope.
What are you doing here then?
I'm here to tell you a story. You ready?
As ready as I'll ever be.
I will start this story about two men trying to do a job. A job that no man wants to do, yet they have to. I'll call this story The Travelers. Are you ready?
No, sir.
What's the issue?
I don't know if I can do this.
You can do this, soldier.
Sir, I've never received any grief counseling before, let alone given it. I'm not even a religious man.
Listen here, soldier. We're there for notification only. Not God, not heaven. This is a job about character.
I don't even know if I have that, sir.
You better straighten up, soldier. Look, this is not an easy job if you let it get to you. I've had soldiers so nervous that they break into a stutter, get the name wrong, or the address. Way too many tears. I need a man of solid stature. Take you, for instance. You're a model soldier. Hell, you're a goddamn hero. You are a casualty of this war. God, can you look at me when I'm talking to you?
Sorry, sir.
Now, when you're talking to the NOK, that's the next of kin, you can never say lost, expired, or passed away. Don't say things that people can misunderstand. We need to be clear. You need to use the words killed or died. We call each casualty by name. We honor them. You with me?
Yes, sir.
You're not allowed to speak with anyone other than the NOK. No friends, no co-workers, no neighbors.
What do we do if the next of kin is not around?
We leave. We don't wait, we don't lurk. We come back later. This is a pure hit and get operation.
Is that all?
Avoid physical contact. You do not touch the NOK unless it is a medical emergency. You are representing the United States Army and the Secretary of the Army. So if you feel the need to hug someone, don't.
I won't be giving anyone hugs, sir.
These are the rules. It's not part of the job. The job is about something else. We think ahead. We prepare. The house should be in the next couple of blocks.
We should ask someone where it is.
No! First of all, men don't ask for directions, let alone soldiers. We navigate. We never want to park too close. They hear a car park, go to the window, see two soldiers getting out. It's a minute of torture. We don't give them torture.
Understood, sir.
We'll park here. Now, I should warn you, some of them have guns. When you approach the door, you knock. Do not ring the doorbell. Last thing we need is one of those god-awful chirping doorbells. Some sing-songy shit throws you off your game. Yankee Doodle went to town riding on a pony. Oh, and sorry, your husband's dead. It doesn't flow. This is why we knock. Don't say good morning or good afternoon. There is nothing good about it. You ready?
I don't exactly have a choice.
Mr. Thompson?
Oh, shit.
Mr. Jason Thompson.
Yes, that's me.
The Secretary of the United States Army has asked me to express his deep regret that your son, Specialist Aaron Thompson, was killed in the line of duty yesterday in southern Iraq by sniper fire. You will receive a more complete report as soon as possible, sir. What we can tell you right now is that his platoon came under sniper fire. It was an instant death.
Look at that tree. I said, look at that fucking tree! It's the same age as my son. If I don't go, who's gonna go in my place? That's what he said.
A casualty assistance officer will contact you in 4 hours.
Fuck you!
Someone will notify you in 4 hours.
Fucking bastard! Why aren't you there? Why aren't you dead?
I'm sorry, sir.
Fucking cowards!
Let's go. We're done here.
Don't you fucking say you're sorry to me! He was 20 years old!
Keep walking.
You fucking coward!
I said I'm sorry.
I don't fucking care, you fucking cowards!
Just keep walking. Don't turn around.
Fucking cowards!
I just want to fuck some shit up.
That does come with the job sometimes. Everyone handles it differently. Just leave him alone.
I just want to get out of here.
This job isn't easy, and it is not for everyone. You just have to learn that it's not about you.
Felt personal back there. Where to next?
Mrs. Cummings off of E-50.
Okay.
Don't let it get to you.
It already has.
Well, man up then. You have to be on your game again. We should be there in about an hour.
How do you do this?
It's not about them. It's about the fallen. Remember, we honor them, and whatever shit we have to put up with in that brief moment is far less than the people we tell. At the end, we can go home. The people we're honoring, they can't. The NOKs we tell, they'll be fine. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but they will be fine.
I guess it just takes time to get used to.
You'll never get used to it, son. You just learn to deal with it. Embrace the suck, you know?
What's that?
I'm hungry. Let's stop at this diner up there. They don't look too busy. You'll have a chance to clear your head before we get to the next place.
Yeah, that sounds good. How long have you been stationed here?
4 years. 4 long years.
I guess we just seat ourselves.
There's a table over there.
I hope they have some good comfort food.
Hey, what can I get ya?
I'll take the chicken fried steak and a glass of water.
I'll have the... What is the Big Sister pie?
That's a red sauce, two cheeses, pepperoni, chicken, and vegetables with pasta.
That sounds good. I'll have that.
Sounds fancy to me.
And what to drink?
I'll take a Coke.
Okay, I'll bring the drinks right out to you. Food should be about 10 minutes.
Take your time, ma'am. We aren't in a rush.
You from the base?
Yes, ma'am. We are.
We don't see too many soldiers dressed up here. You must be doing something important.
Actually, ma'am, we tell people...
We do very important work, ma'am.
Alrighty. I'll be right back with your drinks.
What were you thinking? Remember, we don't say anything except to the NOK. These people don't need to know what we do.
Sorry. I don't know what happened.
Are you still shook up over the last stop? Get over it. It doesn't get better. Why don't you just shut up and reflect in the moment to figure out if this work is for you or not? Ladies?
Gentlemen,
you girls are too much.
Maybe you can work with them. Oh, never mind. You would need to be smart.
I am smart.
You're a soldier. You can't be smart.
Well, you're a soldier.
I never said I was smart. Now shut up. Let me enjoy myself in this word find.
I think that's meant for kids.
Shut up.
Come on, I'm starving. Let's just eat.
I don't know how you can be hungry working with pieces of meat all day.
Oh, stop it.
You have to admit, the new doctor is good looking.
I heard that he's engaged, though.
That's never stopped you before.
I didn't know he was engaged.
What? Am I missing something?
Here are your drinks, gentlemen.
Thank you.
You don't know this story?
No.
And what can I get you, ladies?
I'll have a fried bologna sandwich.
You want fries with that?
Can I have a salad on the side?
Sure thing. And what about you?
And I'll have... the catfish.
With or without horseradish?
With, please.
Okay. And you?
I'll have the chicken salad.
What type of dressing?
Bacon, tomato, ranch.
Oh, I'm sorry. We don't have that.
Okay. How about French?
Okay, that I can do. Do you want it on the side?
That would be great.
And you?
I think I'll have the gumbo.
With or without crackers?
With, please.
Okie dokie. And what to drink?
Water'd be fine.
Same.
Water is good for me, too.
I'll have a lemonade.
All right, ladies. I'll be right back with your drinks.
So tell me about this man.
Ooh, that's a story for another time.
Oh, did you hear about the two guys that were brought in yesterday that had a metal tube in their butts?
They had a what?
Yeah, they had a metal tube attached to each other.
When was this? I haven't heard about it.
That's not even the weirdest part.
There's more?
Yeah, from what I hear, it was a dare that went wrong.
Oh, what you heard? You weren't there?
No, it happened on my shift.
All right, here is your food. Will there be anything else?
No, I don't think so. Thank you.
Wait, so what happened then? Two guys each had a metal tube stuck?
They were stuck together.
Why were they stuck together?
Should we be talking about this?
I don't know, but I want to know. Is that weird?
It's weird.
So, what did the doctors do?
Was there anything in the tube?
Oh, I didn't think about that.
I think there was a gerbil.
Was?
Did it?
Uh-huh.
Oh. Oh, that's disgusting.
Was it still alive?
I think so.
What'd you hear?
I thought it happened on your shift.
No, I heard it on my shift.
That's not what you said earlier.
Did it even happen at our hospital?
I don't know.
Why would you even try to tell that story?
I thought it was going to be a good story.
Here are your drinks, ladies.
Thank you.
How are you guys doing?
I think we are good. Can we get the check?
You didn't touch your food. Do you want a box?
No. I lost my appetite.
I'm good. You ready to get back on the road?
Yeah.
Well, be careful out there. I just heard on the news that the weather's getting nasty north of here.
Well, that's where we're going. We have a job to do, and weather isn't gonna change that.
Let me get your bill. I'll cash you out at the register.
Thank you.
ladies. Enjoy your day.
Oh, we will.
You wouldn't happen to be single, would you, soldier?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Let's get going, Sergeant.
Your total will be $11.73.
Here's 15. Keep the change.
What do I owe you?
Nothing.
The sky looks nasty. She wasn't kidding about the weather.
Weather doesn't stop us from doing our job.
Yeah, you said that already. It sure gets dark quick here.
It'll pass. Storms are no joke in these parts.
Should we stop and let it pass?
It's only weather. We're soldiers. We do our mission no matter what.
Do we ever stop?
Once we took that oath, we were and always will be soldiers. Even when we're dead, we never stop.
I know.
You should be proud of that.
I am.
You see that light up ahead?
Yeah. What is that?
Folks around here like to call those spook lights.
Spook lights?
Yeah. It must be just south of Quaypaw.
What's so special about a light?
Folks around here claim they've been seen since before the invention of cars.
What do you think it is?
The myth is that it's just two lost lovers searching for one another.
Not what I asked.
I like to believe that's what it is. What's wrong with love? It should be never-ending. And if two souls wish to keep searching for one another, well, I'm in no position to stop it.
How much do you know about them?
The lights?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've read a little bit about them. Not much to say, really. Not really a story for me to tell.
Looks like just headlights coming off the road.
It could be. But we can romanticize it if we want to.
Why would you want to do that?
God, there's so much hate in the world. Nothing wrong with a little love, is there?
No, I guess not.
Storm looks like it's passing. I see blue skies.
Do you mind if I turn on the radio for a bit?
Not at all. You won't pick up much, though. Not out here.
I'll find something.
Welcome back to WJAN, your only radio station that you need to listen to. And for those two soldiers driving down a lonely road trying to deliver some news, this story, it's just for you.
Well, that's kind of on the nose, isn't it?
Do you want me to try to find something else?
Nope. Might as well leave it.
A soldier walking to a door, not knowing what is on the other side. He knocks softly.
Brightengale, I know you're in there. Look, I just want to talk.
The soldier stood there for a moment, tapping the side of his helmet with the front sight of his rifle, straining to see past the blowing dust, his exposed skin getting blasted with sand.
Come on, Brighton.
Y'all ain't got no jurisdiction here. This is my land. Last time I checked, this is still America.
Henry knew that Brighton was weak, and he could easily overtake him if it came down to that. He wasn't looking for a fight. He already saw all the blood one man could ever want or not want to see. He was tired and just wanted to leave, but he couldn't. Not until he got what he came for.
Listen, we just want the dead guy's stuff.
You want the dog tags. That it?
What else is there?
You know what else there is.
What do you know about that?
I know where it's at.
There was a brief pause, a moment of silence. The soldier waiting for Brighton to finish, a finish that was never going to come.
Are you going to tell me where it is?
The soldier noticed that Brighton moved closer to the door. He readied his rifle, finger twitching on the trigger, when suddenly the doorknob turned and the door opened.
Don't shoot.
No sudden movements.
I figured I'd show you.
Show me?
I'm feeling pretty generous.
The soldier took his eyes off Brighton and looked inside the old worn shack. He could immediately see the distasteful state that the interior of the cabin was in. On the left-hand side were a couple of wooden counters with junk strewn about their surfaces, knocked over coffee mugs, open and rotting canned foods. On the right side was a mattress, with a very noticeable black stain on the sheets. The soldier looked back at Brighton, who didn't look much better. His thin, black, unwashed hair was cut unevenly. His eyes were bloodshot, and his face had black smears across his cheekbones. His undersized jacket was blue, with many tears, and obviously hadn't been washed in some time. His pants were a black cargo that were too short, even for a man his size. Knees stained with a multitude of colors. Suddenly Brighton spoke.
"Where's the we?"
Henry's attention quickly focused back to Brighton's dirty face, confused about what was said.
"What do you mean, we?"
"When you arrived, you said we. Where is the rest of y'all? Or it's you out here?"
"It's just me. I'm here on orders. Orders to retrieve Corporal Debs' belongings."
"Debs? That was his name?"
"Yes, Corporal Debs."
"Well, come on. I'll show you where his stuff's at."
The soldier stepped out of the way to allow Brighton to make his way down the steps. The wind was still blowing, the sand making it so he had to stay close. Fortunately, the wind was blowing away from Henry. Brighton grabbed a shovel off the end of the porch and started walking, never turning around to see if Henry was behind him or not.
"Don't you worry. I knows my way around. I get you there."
Normally, this would not inspire any sort of confidence in the soldier, but something told him that Brighton was telling the truth. Brighton knew exactly where this mystery stash was. Henry tried to make small talk, unsure of how much walking they had ahead of them.
"Are we almost there?"
A couple more miles, I think."
"Where's Jules?"
"Passed about a week ago."
"Sorry."
"Best hunting dog I ever had."
"I bet."
"What's your name, anyhow? Y'all even have names? Or is it just numbers y'all get?"
His name? Henry didn't often get that question. Perhaps it was the disconnect with his uniform, or the fact that he was wearing a mask to help him breathe in this sandstorm. He knew that most of his face was covered, coming across as impersonal. Yet for some reason, Brighton Gale, the local pain in the ass, was asking for his name.
"Henry. My name is Henry."
"Yeah, you know, I had a cousin named Henry."
"It's a common name."
"It was when he was alive."
"Oh yeah? What happened?"
"One of your brothers got him."
Henry's heart sunk to his boots. This trip and conversation wasn't starting off as well as he had hoped.
"I'm sorry to hear that."
"Come on, there's no need to lie now. You've always been straight with me. That's the only reason I'm showing you this stash. You ain't sorry. Hell, I'm not even sorry."
"I thought he was your cousin."
"I never said I liked him."
Henry wasn't quite sure on how to respond, so he opted not to say anything at all. The rest of the trip was awkwardly silent. All Henry could hear was the wind and the crunching of the sand under their boots.
"I buried his stuff under that tree, right next to the grave. And just to be clear, Henry, I didn't kill him. They just took him to me to be buried."
"We know. We're fairly confident in how he died."
Henry's eyes were fixated on a pipe acting as a grave marker. Is this how he would go, he thought. One day buried in an unmarked grave, only known by the gravedigger.
"I'll dig up this stuff for you."
As Brighton started to dig, Henry stood quietly, just staring at the poorly marked grave. Thoughts of death raced through his head.
"Here it is."
As Brighton opened the bag, Henry saw the dog tags on the top. Underneath was everything that a soldier would carry. Henry knelt down, taking the bag from Brighton. He felt the cold steel of the dog tags between his fingers as they traced over every number and letter raised on the identification. He sighed with relief. His mission was a success.
Why wasn't he buried with all his gear? Especially the tags.
He cocked his head back to look at Brighton. He froze. He was staring down the barrel of a revolver. He heard the unmistaken sound of the hammer being cocked.
I'm making a collection.
Thank you for listening to WJAN. The short story you just heard was written for you, the two soldiers driving to a destination where you will never arrive. You see, you've stumbled into something. Something lost. Something that will never be found.
Is he talking to us?
I hope not, but we have a problem.
What's that?
I have no idea where we are, and the car is suddenly dead.
What do you mean?
I mean we were driving, there was a town in front of us. Our destination was less than a mile away, and now we're nowhere near anything. I can't explain it.
Is this some type of rookie hazing?
I wish it was, but I have no clue what's going on.
Welcome to TTDE, soldiers. Now please remain calm.
Is he talking to us?
Yes, I'm talking to you.
Who are you?
My name is not important right now.
What should we call you?
I know you have many questions, but I won't be giving you any answers.
Where are we?
It's hard to say right now, as I truly don't know where I am.
This doesn't make much sense.
It never does.
What do you mean, it never does?
We have tried to explain what you call humans since the 1500s of your time.
Now listen, I am an officer of the United States Army, and I order you to tell me what the fuck is going on.
I love it when you humans use vulgar language thinking that will change how things go. Intelligent ones know that they can get the point across without using profanity. Yes, but that usually changes once they see the red dots on their chest. You see, you are not alone.
I count three. No, make four dots on me. How many do you have?
All I know is that it's more than one.
Now that I have your attention again, I want to welcome you. Don't worry about my friends here. You don't do anything, they won't do anything.
I can't see anyone.
Neither can I.
If you need to know, we call them the Men in Black, because black is the last thing you see before your lives end.
Are we supposed to be scared?
I honestly don't care what you feel. I don't understand feelings. Happy, sad, scared, lonely, depressed, affection, disgust, pride, love, desire, anger. They just make you humans weak. Feelings are what end your race. So many wars fought over feelings.
Are you saying that you don't have feelings?
What we have and don't have is, again, of no concern to you.
What do you want of us? Why are we here?
You are here because I've been watching you. Your job. It is something. It is an unexpected human position that I've never understood.
What do you want to know?
Why do you do this?
I'm ordered by my superior to tell families that their loved one has passed.
That does not answer my question.
I don't understand.
Why do humans care for the dead? We have been watching you for thousands of years, and it is always the same, praising the dead.
What is it that you do once your kind dies?
I don't understand.
Do you bury? Burn?
There is nothing to bury or burn. As we are not physical, we vanish. Our thoughts and memories are imputed into another before the end. Each of us is many.
Sounds like Legion to me.
Some have called us demons, and others angels. But we are none of those. We do not interfere with your religions.
Are you saying that they are real?
We don't have any relationships with your higher beings. Now back to the matter at hand. Why do you honor the dead?
We do this as a celebration of their life.
So death cannot kill what never dies. Interesting.
Is that what you wanted to know?
For now.
What happens now?
We send you back.
Send us back? Back where?
Back to Oklahoma, home of the Girl Scout cookies.
What do you mean?
You've been in the other dimension. You call it the Shaman's Portal.
Shaman's Portal? I thought that place was a hoax.
A hoax? I don't understand.
What about your friends with the laser pointers on us? Are they with you?
No, they are one of you.
One of us?
Yes, they are human.
Do they work for you?
They don't work for me.
Then who do they work for?
They work for a man called Mr. Black.
Mr. Black? And who does he work for?
They call themselves the League of Strategic Truth.
Never heard of them.
And you never will. They work in secret and have been here far longer than we. Now, unfortunately, this part is going to sting a little, and you'll have a little headache.
Wait!
There is nothing left.
Do you mind if I turn on the radio?
Not at all. You won't pick up much, though. Not out here.
I'll find something.
Welcome back to WJAN, your only radio station that you need to listen to. And for those two soldiers driving down a lonely road, trying to deliver some news, this story is just for you.
Turn it off!
What? Are we here?
Turn the radio off now!
Okay. Calm down.
What's going on here?
What are you talking about?
We're not doing this again.
You don't want to tell the family again?
No, not that.
Well, what are you talking about?
Look at where we're at.
Looks like we're outside of Tulsa. There's the bus stop over there.
And where was the diner?
It was near Beaver.
Do you know how far away that is to Tulsa?
No.
It's 285 miles west of Tulsa.
Have we driven that long?
No, we haven't.
What happened?
I don't know. But I have this feeling we're supposed to be here.
All I have is a headache.
Yeah, so do I.
You gonna stop somewhere?
Yeah, I'm gonna stop at this bus stop.
Why?
I don't know. It's a gut feeling. Excuse me?
Yes?
Do you know why...
You must be my ride. I enjoyed talking to you.
Who's he talking to?
I don't see anyone either.
I'll just get in the back. Did you know that Oklahoma was the first to introduce the parking meter? And it was called the Park-O-Meter? Oh, what a name. Oh, and did you know that the name of the state comes from Okla and Humma, meaning red people?
Where are we taking you?
You know where.
I was afraid of that.
Should we be worried?
Hey, do you mind turning on some music? It makes the trip more memorable.
Simple things didn't know I miss until they're gone. You bring me see